right here. I think right here. Have a seat right there, yeah. I need Luke right here. Bill, I need you here. Danny, I need you there. All right, come on, have a seat. These men are all married. Sorry, ladies, except for Luke. Luke is available. Probably the best-looking man up here. He actually has two tickets to an NBA basketball game Sunday, so if there's a lady in here, I'd like to go along with him. He needs one more person to hang out next Sunday. These four gentlemen right here is going to help me talk to you tonight because I want to introduce you to God. A lot of times we may have gone to church, and just because I go to church doesn't make me a Christian. Just because if I hang out inside of a garage, it doesn't make me a car. Just because I go to the gym doesn't mean I'm fit. How many's got a gym membership in here? How many's really out of shape and you got a gym membership? All right, very good. You gotta go to the gym. Try it. I never go. Believe me, I get gym memberships and we pay on it. Do we have a gym membership right now? Why don't you go? You're not going to. We gotta go to the gym. We're gonna go to La Fitness. All right. So I want to introduce you to God. Now, in the beginning was God. Everybody say God. There's one thing that we all have in common in here is that we're all in the same room. We may not share the last name, but we all need God. Raise your hand if you believe that you need God. We need God. And so I want to introduce you to God. I'd like for you to stand up, please, and introduce yourself. This is God. How do I know that? Because he's got a shirt that proves it. This is God. Everyone say, hello, God. God is perfect. God is amazing. I thank you. Thank you, sir. You can have a seat now. This is God, okay? Now, God, he was always from the beginning. In the beginning was who? God. There was nobody before him. He was always existed. He was always God. Now, God created man. I would like to introduce you to man. This is man. And I'm going to tell you why he's man, because he has a shirt that says he's man. Everyone say hello to the man. This is man. Now, when God created man, I want you to stay standing for a minute. When God created man, he created man with absolutely no clothes on. So I want you to get a picture right now and just picture him with absolutely no clothes on. You ready? Go. Sorry, Athena. But that's just something you can't unsee right there. Thank God for clothes tonight, all right? Thank you, Jesus. All right, go ahead and have a seat for a moment. So when God created the heavens and the earth, he also created man along with it. And so when he created man, he was absolutely perfect. He didn't need clothes until one day he decided to, God created, what did he create after that? Created a woman. Now they were both without sin. Until one day, while the lady was walking through the garden, she came to this tree called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. How many has heard this story before? And so God told them not to eat of this tree because you'll become like God. And so she began to have this conversation with the devil or the serpent, right? And so she began to have this conversation, which was where she started to go off track, because it's not good to have conversation with the devil because he's always going to bring you into a place where we shouldn't be. She has this conversation, and she brings this nice piece of fruit. Now, tradition thinks that it's an apple, right? But let's just call it a piece of fruit. She brings this fruit to Adam, and they look at it, and they eat this fruit. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it wrong to eat fruit? No. But you know where they sinned? They did not listen to what God told them to do. You see, there's a scripture, one scripture I want to hang on tonight. It's in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It says, for the wages of sin is death. Maybe somebody can help me out with that. Jake, if you could throw that on the screen for me. Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Because you see, when God, I want you to come down here and stand, please. Thank you. When God is absolutely all perfect all by himself. God created man. Man, come, and you stand right here. And I want you to stand a little bit further over this way. Now you see, when Adam and Eve, when they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they decided to make themselves a bikini made out of leaves. They covered themselves. And sin came into the world. Now what is sin? Now let's look at this. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wages. Everyone say wages. Wages is something you earn, right? And so it says the wages of sin. Now, is it sin to eat a fruit? No. But they did not obey the Lord. So you know what happened? Boom, sin came into the world. Everyone say, thanks, Adam. Good job, okay? So because of that happened, sin came into the world. And you know what happened? I want to introduce you to sin. Now, sin came into the world, and you know what it caused? I wanted to get the biggest dude in the room. Come on down here and sit down and stand between these two guys. Now, how do I know that this is sin? Because he's got a shirt that says it, all right? Now, what happened? Now, I want you to do me a favor. Look, I want you to turn this way and look at him. Now, look, Max, I want you to come here and look at him. There's a problem. When sin came into the world, what did it do? You can't see God. And so what happened, it separated me from God. God still is still here. Everyone still sees God, right? And what is this guy?
Sin.
And who is this? So when sin came into the world, it separated him from God. And so there was no more. Now, I want you to try to get to God. And Luke, I want you to stop him from getting to God. You ready? Go. Go. You're not even trying. Don't dance with him. Get to God. All right, so now sin came into the world, and it separated him from God. It separated him from God. And so from the very beginning, this took place. All right, sin, can you turn around? And I want everybody to see who you are. So this created a gap. You see, in Isaiah 59, it says, your sins have separated you from God. And so when I sin, it separates me from God, and it creates death. Death means separation from God, of not just a physical death, because you see, we're supposed to live forever. But you see, it's separate. Death means separation from God. Now again, because he sinned, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, we've all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Raise your hand if you never sinned.
Don't lie.
You've never sinned. And so we've all fallen into sin. We all blow it. We all fall short of God's glory. And so now, this is sin, believe me. And here's what the amazing thing is. And sin, this thing looks so big in our life. You know, when I was thinking about Adam when he was talking, this sin that was in his life, this is Adam's son, by the way. The guy who's just talking, this is his son. And he's got a twin girl. They don't look alike, though, but they're twins. You can tell them apart, believe me, okay? Sin blocks us from God. And sometimes that sin looks like it's so big. That's why I wanted to get the biggest guy in the room. It looks like it's so big. It's so impossible to get to God. My sin is too big. I've got too much gambling. I've got too much this. And I'm a womanizer. And I fall short. And I cheat. And I lie. And I cuss. And I'm this. And I'm that. And our sin looks so big. It's like, how can we get to God? Because it's so big. And so in that moment, he had to figure something out. So the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you know what he had to do? Can you come here, please? I want to introduce you to this next guy right here because this was the plan. Everyone say, hello, Jesus. This is Jesus. Come on down here, Jesus. And so God had to figure out how do I get back in relationship again with my creation? Because you see, there was a separation there between him and man. How many feel the Lord right now? I don't know if you feel the Lord right now. But I'm telling you, that thing you're feeling right now is the Holy Spirit. It's called Holy Spirit. Now watch. And so when God had it, he had to figure out. And so then he came up with this famous scripture in John chapter 3, verse 16. And he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, before Jesus came into the earth, they try to give up these animals and put animals on the sacrifice and blood upon of these bulls and goats. But it was never intended. That can never bring us forgiveness of sin. It was always Jesus and what he did upon the cross. And so you know what God did? God, he took our sin. Jesus took our sin. Right here, you just stand right in front of sin. Even though he may be bigger than Jesus, even though this looks bigger, Jesus is 1,000 times bigger than our sin. And see, in our eyes, we think that we can't get over it. There's no way that I'm going to get past this sin in my life. There's no way. And here's the amazing thing about the Lord, is that we come to God, that Jesus died for me while I was still a sinner, while I was still in my dark place. Because you see, when I gave my heart to the Lord, I was a sinner. I was in sin. The Bible says, here's a faithful saying, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Here's a simple gospel message. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He made man. But because man disobeyed God, it brought sin into the world and separated him from God. So God then had to bring a plan of redemption. Does anybody know what redemption is? When you redeem something? How many ever put something on layaway? My mom was a layaway queen. My mom went to Foot Locker trying to figure out how to put Foot Locker on layaway. This younger generation don't know about layaway. Some of y'all got something on layaway for 45 years, still waiting to get something on layaway. But when you get it off layaway, guess what happens? It says you redeemed it. You paid the price for that piece of merchandise. In the same way, God sent Jesus, put us on layaway. And this is what paid the price to redeem mankind, was Jesus. This is called the plan of redemption. This is the plan of salvation. What are we saved from? We're saved from our sins. Now, does this mean that, okay, God sent Jesus into the world. Does that mean it's over? Now we have to choose to go through Jesus. Remember that we should not perish, but whoever believes in him should. Wait, what scripture are we on? I need to go back to Romans. Go back to our original scripture, please. Because you see, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift, Jesus is our gift. But the free gift of salvation is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So it's not just enough just to believe with our mind, but to put our complete trust in God. To put our complete trust in the Lord. Because you see, now I play a part. I have to say, God, forgive me of my sins. I have to confess with my mouth, believe in my heart. And it's an action. It's an everyday thing. You see, a lot of us, it's easy to serve God in those big moments when you're really believing God for like a miracle or a big thing that's going to happen in your life. But you know where the real test comes in? From every day. Day to day. We can all have big faith on a Sunday morning when we come to church. We all have big faith, you know, when we're in a room like this and we're praying and we're celebrating God. We feel good about God. We feel good about life. Yeah, I'm going to make it. But you know what? What about tomorrow afternoon? When you don't feel like you're going to make it. When the bank account is saying you're not going to make it. When the holiday seasons. You know what one of the hardest things is at a holiday? Is when you start celebrating holidays when you miss a loved one. Or you're going through a holiday and you just don't have enough to get through it. What are you putting your trust in? Are you putting your trust in Jesus? Are we putting our trust in the government? Are we putting our trust in our money or our job? What are we putting our trust in? The only way to get to God is through Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other name. There's no other God. But God, Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There's no other way to the Father. No matter how big your sin is, no matter how bad or how dark of a place you may feel like you're in tonight, it can't stop you from getting to God. Because you know why? Because he sent his son Jesus, that we can get closer to God. This is called our bridge. There was a gap between God and man, and that's why he sent Jesus, so that way we can get to God. Amen. And so I want us to sing this one last song. Thank you, guys. Can you give it up for our team? Thank you, Jesus. Did everybody understand that illustration? Was that just simple to understand? That's called the gospel. That's the bad news is that the wages of sin is death. The good news is that we can get to God through Jesus. That's called the gospel. That's our hope. That's our message today. And so I want us to sing this one more song. It's called I Trust in God. There's a part of the song where it says, I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. And you may be here tonight, and you're like, does God even hear me anymore? Does God even know my name? Does God even care? And I want you to know he knows you by name. That he does care. He is the hope of glory. He is our only way. My wife says this all the time, and I want to say this to you, is that we have to go through life. One way or another, you got to go through life. We might as well go through it with Jesus. We might as well go through this life putting our trust in our God. I don't know what you believe in tonight, but I'm telling you, God is real. I'm telling you, Jesus is real. I'm telling you, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. I'm telling you that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. That's the one thing that we all have in common, is that we need a Savior. And the only way to God is through Jesus. The only way to get to heaven, the only way to have eternal life in heaven is through Jesus to get to God. There's no other name. So I just want you to have a seat for a moment. Just stay seated just for a moment. And then we're going to call you up and have some prayer. And I want our team to sing this song over you. It's called I Trust in God. And I want you to hear this with your heart. If you want, maybe close your eyes. I just want you to hear this word over you as they sing this song.